This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And Angie.
This is the first time we have done a show together.
Yep.
Am I correct? Yeah, I am correct. I think I'd remember this. Angie, I've known for years, but we've never been on the radio together.
Nope.
I don't think ever.
It's going to be exciting.
It must mean that Binance was hacked.
I think that's what happened.
Was there a major hack in the crypto world?
There was. About 7,000 bitcoins worth about $40 million got stolen.
Do you have it?
I do. Let's go to it.
Oh, you have the story. I was asking if you had the $40 million.
No, the $40 million, I would share it.
You would?
I would, absolutely.
Nice. I'm not sure I would. I think I would. I mean, $40 million, you could do a lot of good with that.
Absolutely. We would all have money.
I meant like good in the world. I meant like I was trying to be like all, you know, world.
Yeah, I'm just going to be real.
You're going to be real?
Yep.
So it's the AMG S65 sedan 2019.
V12. I won't go all extravagant like that. But
you're not going to worry about bills anymore.
I'm not going to worry about bills.
The interesting thing is that a lot of people feel that maybe a little bit of Bitcoin could end up in that kind of situation anyway.
I think that it could. You hang on to it, buy and hold, don't sell, don't use it for food.
HODL, as the young kids say.
Yep.
Well, so tell us about Binance. This is kind of interesting.
Let's take a look. Binance security breach results in a loss of almost 41 million or 7,000 Bitcoin.
Who has this story?
This is with theblockcrypto.com.
Gotcha.
Binance is one of the biggest crypto exchanges, reported a security breach on Tuesday that resulted in a theft of 40.6 million or 7,000 Bitcoin. According to the company's blog post, the hackers were able to obtain a large number of users' API keys. Can you tell me what that is?
Say that again.
API keys?
API keys. So a lot of times if you're doing something that's automated with your crypto exchange, like I'm running a little program here that says, you know, if the price of Ethereum falls below X number of dollars, then buy, buy, buy. And I want my computer to do that. If I use API keys, which are a different way to access my account, then that computer program could automatically sort of connect. It would be automatically connecting me to them.
I understand.
Yeah.
And then 2FA codes, which is two-factor authentication.
That's correct.
All right. And potentially other information. With this information, the hackers withdrew 7,000 bitcoins in one transaction.
Wow. So that's a lot. And what's kind of interesting about this is everybody knows what bitcoin were stolen because bitcoin is a public ledger. It's not a private thing.
But now if whoever has this, 40 million or 7,000 bitcoin, when they go to trade it, they can't stop it, right? Like they can still trade it and do what they want with it, or how will that work?
It'll be interesting to see how they go about sort of laundering this, because anybody in the crypto world, so say they, you know, go to deposit it in another exchange.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to take it over to Coinbase. Coinbase is probably going to see those things pop up and a big red flag goes off and say, hey, we found some of the Binance hacked bitcoins. Now, that's a misnomer. So I just said something that was completely incorrect. I said Bitcoin hacked, hacked Bitcoins. There is no hack of Bitcoin. And I think that's important for people to remember that Bitcoin itself has never been hacked. It is solid. It's one of those things. It's safe. It's safe money. The problem is that people that hold Bitcoin or transact in bitcoins can sometimes not have good security practices, and they expose themselves to having their bitcoin stolen. So this is not Bitcoin being hacked, folks. This is Binance being robbed, because they had some practices that allowed hackers to take advantage of, and that's what it was.
That's a big mistake.
It is. It's a 7,000 Bitcoin, $40 million mistake.
Yep. The article continues. It says, Binance says that it will cover the incident in full, so no user funds will be affected. However, the company is currently suspending all deposits and withdrawals during its security review. The hackers had the patience to wait and execute well-orchestrated actions through multiple seemingly independent accounts at the most opportune time, Binance states in its blog post. It was unfortunate that we were not able to block this withdrawal before it was executed.
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to. And I listened to CZ, who is, I don't know his actual name. He's, I think, the CEO of Binance. He did a little Twitter post, Twitter video earlier. And that's what he was saying. He says this thing was, they executed this in such a way that they weren't too greedy. It's like they didn't immediately swoop in and suck everything out and possibly make mistakes. He said they were very methodical, you know, how they executed this attack, sort of like they were all following the same playbook, which they probably were. Say, we'll do this, we'll wait 10 minutes, then we'll do this, and then we'll go after all the high net worth individuals that we can find, and we'll go after them. And it was just it's amazing. The guy said he had been, the CEO said he had been up 29 hours at that point, and I don't doubt it, and just started off by saying, hasn't been a great day around here.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I think it's good to mention that the CZ, the founder or CEO, that he's a libertarian.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, and he's quite the character on Twitter. I mean, that's how I know him. I follow him on Twitter, and he's definitely got some strong opinions, and he's consistent in his beliefs, you know, and I appreciate that.
Now, am I correct that they left China because they wanted to come in and regulate the industry or their company with government regulations?
I hadn't heard that put that directly, but I would imagine.
Okay.
He, I believe, is Chinese.
And did they leave China?
I don't know. Okay. We're going to dig into a little bit more Binance history so we can find out more about this company. 855 450 free. What do you think? Is Bitcoin hacked? Is this another example of just Bitcoin being a cesspool of criminals and thieves and unsafe money? Or is it something more? Is the fact that everyone knows which Bitcoins were stolen? It's like if you robbed a bank and every $100 bill, they had already written down every serial number off of every $100 bill.
And that's the way that the Bitcoin are? Like, they have all of the numbers for each thing?
Sure. And now there are tricks to what they'll try to do. I imagine the hackers, the thieves, will try to obfuscate them, you know, try to make it appear that, you know, some of them went over here. And I've heard they're doing this already. They're trying to mix the Bitcoins to get rid of them. But, you know, there are also these, you know, a new business is the forensic scientists involved in cryptocurrencies who try to go back and recreate things and try to trace things. Unfortunately, part of that's the government. They're trying to do that, too.
Right. But he will not comply with them. Like, he doesn't do the government regulations. He doesn't follow the rules.
I don't know. I don't know if when it's a case where he has a financial interest where you might say, okay, well, the government is actually being useful here.
Okay.
But not in the 99.9% else that the government does.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I found it kind of interesting that this hack happened shortly after they went public.
Did they?
Yes. It was the Binance made public within hours this hack occurred.
I did not know that, so that's interesting. I wonder if it was just, you know, timing or looking for an opportune time when they might be flush with cash.
Yep.
They just had a bunch of good press and things like that. Binance also has its own crypto token called the BNB, the Binance something coin. I don't know what it is, but it's done very well. I think it's a top 10 or a close to a top 10 cryptocurrency. So that's kind of interesting, and they are kind of flush with cash right now. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is this just adding fuel to the fire? Are you a Bitcoin hater? Do you think all crypto's a scam? Or do you think there might be something to this stuff? I'm of the opinion that there might be something to this stuff. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord with your high-speed internet connection, a little bit of software from the fine folks at Discord, and your quality microphone, you'll sound just like you are in the studio with us. Hit us up at discord.freetalklive.com. And in studio, we have Chris,
Jay,
Angie.
And we've been talking Binance. Binance got hacked just a little bit. Just a little 7,000 Bitcoin. So they lost about $40 million in cryptocurrency that belonged to other people.
Right.
That's how exchanges work. So if I own Bitcoin or I own some other cryptocurrency, then I have 100% responsibility over it. And cryptocurrencies use a system of private and public keys to make sure that you're the only one who has access to those. The problem when you trust a third party, even if that third party is your bank or another bank with your regular money, you're trusting that someone else is going to keep it secure. And in the crypto world, if we trust it to an exchange because we want to buy or sell some cryptocurrency, then somebody else has control over it, and that's a problem. So I guess it's considered best practice within the crypto world that if you're going to execute a trade on an exchange, that you're only going to put as much as you really need to do it, you know?
Right.
You don't let, you know, Jay, you've got $15, $20 million in cryptocurrency. You're not going to let that go sit on Binance.
How did you know?
That was just a guess.
Oh.
I was judging by the shape of that fine Carhartt T-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is it's basically like your cryptocurrency on a exchange is essentially like your FRNs in a bank. When you deposit your money in a bank or it's in a bank, it's technically, it was never your money to begin with, FRNs, because it's owned by the Federal Reserve.
It is a Federal Reserve note, for those of you who may not be familiar with that term.
The green coupons with the pictures of dead presidents that we all call money, or most people call money and use as money. When that's in a bank, if you read the fine print and all the stuff that you're agreeing to on a bank account, which nobody ever does,
right?
And I don't think anybody really ever could unless they, you know, had hours and hours to read all that crap. The bank is using that as an unsecured asset. It doesn't even belong to you. Well, essentially, if you don't hold the private keys to a wallet,
In the crypto world,
it's really not yours. You're trusting somebody else with it.
Right.
And it's like putting your gold in Rothschild's bank and, you know, hoping that your gold certificate is, you know, going to be able to get the gold back someday.
Right. It'll be honored at some point. And that's the unique thing about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies is for the first time in history, this allows you to do things that previously could have only been done by trusting a third party.
Yeah, for the first time in history, we can avoid the money changer, you know, without getting crucified, literally.
It's person to person. It's peer-to-peer money. And if I want to send money to Angie and Angie wants to send some over to Jay, then we can do those transactions without dealing with a bank, without dealing with any centralized power, and that is what's really powerful about this stuff. Decentralized, unstoppable. And that also means that transactions can't be stopped. 855, 450 free.
Another thing to add to that, I heard a great Bitcoin pitch from somebody the other day. I don't know if it was a commercial or an interview, but basically he said money transactions should be as easy as sending your friend a selfie. As texting a pic, sending a picture from your phone. And that's basically how, once you get the wallet set up and familiar with it, that's how easy cryptocurrency transactions are.
What a great analogy.
Yeah, I love that. I've been telling it to everybody because it is such a... I can't give credit to the guy I heard it from, but it is just a wonderful explanation.
Why can't you give credit?
Because I just don't know who said it. I just heard it in passing, but I didn't say... That's not my... You know, I didn't create that analogy. It's just something I heard.
But you've now popularized it.
I'm trying to.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And just this idea through decentralization, through encryption, and all these things existed before Bitcoin. But the alleged mastermind behind it, Satoshi Nakamoto, was able to take all these great ideas and combine them together in such a way that allowed this thing to spring into existence. And this, you know, Bitcoin itself has been around for 10 years. That's 10 years live on the internet without being seriously hacked. Now, that doesn't mean that people like Binance or individuals haven't had their Bitcoin stolen from them.
I had some stolen from me.
Yeah.
I was foolish. And I got fished.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, what happened was Purse.io a couple years ago. Yeah. It was 1.57 Bitcoin.
And for those of you not familiar with Purse.io, here's the concept. You deposit some Bitcoin with Purse.io, or you go to saveitpurse.com, and you can buy things on Amazon. I think you may have heard of this company, Amazon.com, for less than Amazon's normal low prices. Amazon is where I usually go because that is going to be the least expensive place, more than likely to find almost anything. So you go there, you spend Bitcoin, other people that are interested in your Bitcoin will buy it from you and sell it to you, buy the thing that you are looking for less than retail. It is fascinating.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to dismay, but a lot of people aren't familiar with what Purse.io does.
Right, and who turned me on to Purse.io was Free Talk Live.
Right, that was the first place I heard of it.
But this happened to me, I think, about four years ago. And what happened is I had, what was Bitcoin? It was like 285 or something. And so I had like, you know, $1,000 worth of Bitcoin in there, and I'm buying some stuff. So I get a text message, a notification via Purse or through Purse, and it would send it to an email. And it was, oh, please confirm your address. Go log in here. So I just clicked the thing.
Right.
And now I'm at Purse's login. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Okay. Password, email. Just totally ignorant of what phishing was, basically.
Right.
And so I took a screenshot of the with my computer of the page because I wanted to make sure like things were working right, and I didn't really understand what was going on. And what I logged into was purse.es.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or something like that. But anyways, and then you gotta look at the fine print, right? You gotta pay attention. You know, it's just like if your Bitcoin's like cash. So anyways, 1.5 Bitcoin, which today would be, you know, about $9,000, 1.57 whatever Bitcoin. I got lost. They wiped out my Bitcoin account. I never got, you know, my 128 gig SD card that I was trying to get from the guy.
Right.
So, but then and Purse was awesome. I've saved thousands of dollars with Purse because I bought so much stuff over the years. I loved it when it was 45% to 50% off. I used to get things for 45% to 50% off Bitcoin a lot. Now I think it's 33, right?
That's the going rate. But it's just amazing that these are free market solutions that cryptocurrency has enabled. 855 450 free. What do you think? What do you think about Bitcoin? Is it a deal of the century or a ripoff? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee voted on Wednesday to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena seeking special counsel Robert Mueller's full, unredacted report,
Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana believes he knows what the Democrats are up to.
They're asking Barr to go to jail. They're telling him release the grand jury information to us. They know he can't. It's a violation of federal law. They want him to do it, and probably if he did do it, then they'd say, okay, you violated federal law, you ought to be prosecuted.
Senate Majority Whip Republican John Thune from South Carolina is responding to reports that Donald Trump Jr. is being subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
This thing has been looked at multiple ways. You now have the Mueller report. It's all out there. No collusion. That's the conclusion that they came to.
Thune was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, we have Chris, Jay, and Angie. And we've been talking Bitcoin and crypto because Binance, which is one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, got robbed. They got jacked, and they got jacked for the sum of somewhere around 7,000, north of 7,000 Bitcoin, which has a U.S. dollar value of over $40 million. That was pretty significant. And this just goes to show that, you know, if it's not that Bitcoin is hackable, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what kind of security either your cryptocurrency exchange or your bank happens to implement. And if, you know, we're talking about the biggest hacks of all time, cryptocurrency hacks of this size don't even compare on the size of hacks that have occurred at FDIC-insured banks.
And you know, that's another thing you talk about, FDIC insurance. Well, there's an insurance thing that this is Binance is going to be covered by.
Interesting, yes. They self-insured.
And I just heard a podcast today about it. I was very curious at how that worked. Do you guys have any idea?
Well, just, you know, Angie and I were talking about this a little bit before. They have a Seifu fund.
Right.
And Seifu is one of those Bitcoin or crypto terms, S-A-F-U, that is sort of an intentional misspelling of safe. Are my coins Seifu? That's sort of a running joke. And if the answer is yes, then your coins are safe. So shortly after Binance came into existence, they set up a Seifu fund where they took a percentage out of every exchange fee. So when you use an exchange, just like if you were to use, you know, Charles Schwab or something like that, there's a fee that you pay when you do a trade. They were taking a very small percentage of each crypto trade, and they were putting it aside in the Seifu fund so that if they ever got hacked and people's money ever got stolen, they could cover the loss.
So there's $40 million in that fund?
Evidently. According to CZ, the CEO of Binance, he says we'll be paying it back out of that fund, and that's it. You've also got Justin Sun, who is the leader of another cryptocurrency called Tron. He said he was just going to write a check and just cover it.
How is he with Binance? Like, what is he to Binance?
He's nothing to Binance.
Okay.
He's sort of a weird guy who throws out things like, oh, $40 million, sure, no problem.
I'll just cover
that. So who knows what will happen there.
I was a little concerned when I was listening to a podcast there and I heard about this Seifu fund, this insurance fund, because what they did is from what I understand, and you guys explained it in the first part, I was listening on my way here, they stole it from, like it was a calculated attempt to basically hack wallets. So to hack accounts within the exchange, because technically it's not really a wallet.
Right.
So what if, me and you and a handful of other people are, a lot smarter than me, for example, about this stuff, decide that we're going to take advantage of this Seifu fund and we're going to, something's going to happen to where my account on Binance, for example, it gets hacked. And your account gets hacked, but it's our friend hacking it. And since there's insurance
right.
of some sort. Now, which, I mean, I'm not really a fan of this, okay, we can all kind of relax and be irresponsible now because we're going to be taken care of when we're not responsible. It basically sounds like it was the account holders, like the phishing, like what happened to me
right.
A few years ago, or the fact that you're not using like a secure enough password, or, there's certainly two-factor authentication that you shouldn't be using, like, as far as I'm concerned, like whatever device you're using your Bitcoin on, especially if you're going to hold a lot,
right.
Should not have a phone number tag to it.
Yeah.
Because there's SIM card swaps and there's so many variables out there. So it's really the ignorance of, sounds like this type of thing was the ignorance of the actual account holders, which they were able to, like, I don't know, figure out how those guys are ignorant or whatever, I guess. I don't know much about hacking, but that's just what it seemed like to me.
Well, as CZ explained, this is a very sophisticated attack. It appears that, and they did admit that there were some social hacking going on, things where you're just, that's a classic fish, I'm from tech support, I need your password. Oh, my password's 1234. Thanks a lot. And they hang up and you've just given them access to whatever it is they want. So there was that aspect of it, but there were also some sophisticated attacks too, so that's the thing, and I can't stress this enough to anybody out there, especially people that are elderly, people like myself. You really have to kind of stay up on this stuff, and you have to realize that you have to be suspicious of almost everything that happens online. Everything. Everything from when you are asked to put in a username and password, as Jay found out, if you're not looking at the actual address, suddenly you are logging into, purse.es and not purse.io, and somebody else is snagging it. It's very hard to detect.
You shouldn't have to log into something again unless you've logged out. I would be very suspicious if you were, in anything that has to do, especially with crypto, and you're asked to do a second login. I would just stop right there.
Well, within certain periods of time, because that's a safety feature too.
So certain wallets do that. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't want to be logged in to something and leaving my account accessible for a long period of time. But I also don't want to make it so inconvenient that the user just has to keep logging in over and over and over. So that's the balance. It's convenience and usability versus security, and that's a battle that companies deal with all the time. How do I maintain that balance, or are there technical ways to do it? You know, is there some way of introducing some two-factor authentication that will allow you to stay logged in for a half hour or an hour as opposed to 10, 15 minutes? 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is it tough to keep things secure? And why is Bitcoin picked on? Why is Bitcoin always the story? You know, this was a $40 million hack, and I'll have to do some Googling maybe tonight, and we'll look at some big traditional bank hacks that are in the billions of dollars, not millions of dollars.
The FDIC only insures for, what, $250,000 per account?
Sure.
So had this money been FRNs in a bank account, $40 million, they'd say, oh, here's your $250 million,
or $250,000.
It didn't all come out of one account, though.
Oh, true.
It was several different, and it was all executed at one time.
I did read at one point they were going after high net worth wallets.
Okay.
So those could have been sizable, but it's a really good point, Angie, that, you know, the FDIC will insure up to a whopping $250,000 per account holder, and that's assuming that one bank failed and a second one didn't. Because I haven't looked at these statistics lately, but FDIC is not completely sound. There's only a certain level of economic disruption that they could possibly cover before they're out of money.
They just put a sign on the door.
Exactly.
And FDIC is also, it's, you know, another one of these, you know, government subsidized, if need to be, you know, fire up the printing press kind of situation, to where that's not going to happen with Bitcoin.
Right. Right. That's Bitcoin is designed to be sound money, not government money or fiat money. And that's a real distinct difference. 855-450-FREE. So do you have any more on this story, or?
No, I haven't really followed a lot of it. I just know that the headline caught my attention with 7,000 Bitcoin being hacked. I was like, wait a minute.
Because we all...
Michael mentioned it to me and said, hey, check this out.
Michael, that gentleman who works in Angie's research department for
yes.
her show prep, which is a thankless job, but I'm sure he does his best.
Happy to have him.
And Michael's a good guy. Well, we all know Michael. That's a good thing. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is it getting tougher and tougher to be online and not get hacked? Is Bitcoin a lightning rod for these sorts of things? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, your Wednesday night edition. I'm never here on Wednesday nights. I'm always here on Thursdays. But you guys are a fun crew. I kind of like this night.
We're the cool crew, I guess.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
And is that why Mark keeps you guys all to himself?
Of course. He handpicked us. He said, hey,
jeez,
I want them.
It's just not fair. But what is fair is Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your hard-earned Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the communities on the forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I'd like to add to that Bitcoin.com real quick.
Please.
So I went and quoted the job to do go paint a house, pressure wash the house and paint. I have a bucket truck and a man lift, so I can do those things pretty easy. Big house, Manchester.
I'll remember that.
Yep. And so anyways, I said to the lady, it is going to cost this much money. I don't remember the exact price. And I says, but if you pay me in cryptocurrency, it is going to be 20% less. And the first price was a cash price. The second price, I think I told her, it was like 3,000 cash, 2,500 or 2,700 or 2,500 or something like that. Good crypto.
Nice.
So on my business card, I got Bitcoin.com as one of them. I got all my favorite websites in the back of my business card.
Okay.
So I'm no longer writing them on a business card and handing them people because I tell people about them all the time. So she actually just sent me a deposit the other day, and she was like, you know, it was pretty easy for her to buy Bitcoin Cash through Bitcoin. I don't know if you guys have tried it. I haven't tried it yet. But she had no problems and was able to do it through a bank, whatever, and she sent it to me, and she was very intimidated by the whole Bitcoin process.
Right.
And she is a porcupine. You know, she moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. So she's not unfamiliar with it, but she just never set up a Bitcoin wallet until the other day. And she just sent me a text message. She's like, wow, she was so intimidated and worried, but she sat down and did it, and it wasn't a big deal.
And, so, Jay, you discount if people offer to pay, if they will pay in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash,
yep,
whatever, you'll give them a discount.
Absolutely.
And I do the same thing at my store. because I value cryptocurrency over Federal Reserve notes, over this U.S. money, this money that constantly loses value. Right now, as we do this radio show, the Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. money in your pocket is losing value. Conversely, cryptocurrencies over the last 10 years have traditionally gained in purchasing power, which makes it a more powerful money. It is a stronger money, and it is a safer money.
And you're exactly correct about that. And my pitch to people why I love Bitcoin or cryptocurrency so much, and you know, I use Bitcoin kind of in a generic term. I'm just talking about all cryptos a lot when I use the term Bitcoin, because it's like the Bitcoin is like the Q-tip of cryptocurrency.
It's the original.
So I say this is how we neuter the war machine. We stop using their money. And, you know, it goes back to Davy Barker's Bitcoin Not Bombs promotion that he's been doing for years. And that is what I like about it, because when we do fiat transactions, especially U.S. dollar-based fiat transactions, well, to use that as an example, every time you swipe a card, deposit money in a bank, take money out of the bank, you know, apply for a loan, even if you don't get the loan, what essentially happens is money's created out of thin air, and the credit limit of the United States corporation increases. All the credit line that the Federal Reserve gives to the United States corporation is based on the faith of the people's faith in that Federal Reserve note. And how that faith is calculated is how much is being used.
No, Jay. The U.S. dollar, it must be backed by something, right? Do we still have some gold in Fort Knox, or is it silver? There has to be something that backs up the Federal Reserve note.
It's the barrel of a gun.
Ah,
it's the military.
So you're saying there is nothing at all behind, nothing backing people's money?
No, actually, there is a little bit of gold in Fort Knox, according to the government.
Right.
And Max Kaiser, I listen to him quite a bit, and he was the one reading this off a few months ago, and he says, if you take the amount of debt that the federal government has, $22 trillion, and you divide it by how much gold is on deposit, they claim, allegedly is on deposit in Fort Knox, essentially, that number equals something like $72,000 per ounce of gold is the amount of debt that the gold is backing up.
Right.
So essentially, yes, there is nothing backing it up except for your nation is going to die or get bombed back to the Stone Age unless you accept dollars.
Well, and more to the point, there is no claim by the Federal Reserve or by anyone else that that gold backs up the dollar.
That's true.
That's a non-issue. They just flat out say the dollar bill, the U.S. dollar, is backed by nothing. It is a fiat currency, and that is a fancy way of saying they've made it up out of thin air. And it's not that the U.S. is doing something insane and crazy and we're the only ones on the planet that do it. Every country on the face of the planet does this.
And
they print it up, and that's what it is.
And this is not tinfoil hat conspiracy theory talk.
Oh.
Yes, it is a tremendous conspiracy because hundreds of thousands of people are involved in this, maybe millions.
Sure.
But if you look at a pre-1950 Federal Reserve note, it says on it, will pay to the bearer on demand $5 or whatever the amount is. And it says
where it silver says, or gold.
Well, earlier notes said silver or gold. Like the pre-1934s would say silver, but the pre-1950s, and where it says this note is legal, shall be used for legal tender, shall be used to pay all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful money at United States Treasury, is what it said on the pre-1950 bills. In fact, I got some at home that they're not really worth anything, but they're just kind of cool to show people when they're like, oh, yeah, you're in tinfoil hat, you know.
Well,
they wouldn't do that to us. No, look, they admitted it years ago. You could trade these things for lawful money. So
let me give you another source. Without going and checking out Jay's paper currency collection, which I find that kind of thing kind of interesting, but let me direct you to another source. It's the Federal Reserve's website. You can go there, and you can hear all this stuff. You can read it for yourself. There is nothing backing up your money. This was designed by intent, and there is no other way to really make banking insanely profitable other than doing it this way. I'm going to jump to the phones where we've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, did I tell you that? No, the
Sarah, you're really quiet. Can you try a little louder?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Okay. I was walking. The men are awful here in New Mexico.
They're awful everywhere.
I concur.
Well, thanks.
You know something? But, I mean, compare to, like, for example, New Hampshire and, like, Albuquerque. Like, you know, if I was to be at a bus stop at 9 o'clock at night, I could get raped here in Albuquerque.
But you have a gun, right? Because that's the anti-rape deterrent is guns.
You do protect yourself, right?
But I do not carry a gun, you know? I do not bother with that. But so I don't come out after, like, 4 o'clock or 5 after dark here in Albuquerque. That's how I, you know, adapted to live here. But New Hampshire, probably a woman could take the bus at 9 o'clock at night.
But I feel pretty safe here.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, if somebody could see you, you know, for me, if somebody does see me, like a police would come out like in an hour and a half. We have officer shortages, and they would have run off like in 10 minutes, and that's it. And also, we have like the highest number of untested rape kids per capita in the nation. So,
what do you think about that? That's just insane. Because what they're asking, again, is they're always asking for more money for law enforcement, yet somehow they can't process rape kits. Do you find that as atrocious as I do? I find it just
I mean,
evil.
It's atrocious because, I mean, I live like I said, we're number one with so then, you know what, for the women, like, for every one woman that did a rape kit, there's five women that were too embarrassed and too ashamed and just not decided not to report it. So the actual rape is like five times what women reported. And these are the people that had kids. You know, they did the swab and the whole bit. Yeah. And they were assaulted pretty bad.
There was an actual investigation, which a lot of times there isn't. That's good.
Well, I mean, women, they're going to say, what were you wearing? What were you doing in this house? What were you at the bus stop?
It's always the woman's fault.
Right, right.
Yeah,
what were you
doing at the bus stop? What were you doing at the bus stop at 9 o'clock at night?
How come you didn't have your pistol in your purse? That's what I want to know.
Right, Sarah, thank you for your call. 855-450-FREE. It is a shame, and I feel for her. She's scared.
But she can always move. I mean, she could come to the free state.
She could come to New Hampshire. When we return,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.